You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
About it, you know, Fred Warner, all these guys, well, you got your guy back. You got there. I don't want any excuses now when it comes to that part of I'm not fired up or the guys don't know what they're doing or we have new schemes. You know this guy. And Robert Saleh knows you. So I'm very curious to see what they're going to get from Nick Bosa, from Fred Warner, from Demo Lenore, from Mykel Williams is the guy I'm looking at today, too. Like, this is your first-round pick. We need someone else to step up alongside Nick Bosa. But Nick Bosa, in particular, can he get back to a DPOY kind of a level as we're joined now?
DC, 2017 to 2020, so 4 years.
Yeah.
2019 was a magical year for Saleh in the defense. Sixth in forced fumbles, second in total defense, first in passing defense, 48 sacks as a team. And it was the first time since 2003 they were top 10 in scoring and yards per game. It was one of the best Niner defenses of all time, by the numbers.
By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Tough L for the Valkyries yesterday. It's WNBA trade deadline today as I welcome in Bonte Hill, courtesy of River Islands. And I welcome you not to the Laughing Monk studios, but to Laughing Monk here in Sunnyvale. Where's the trumpets? Where's the applause? Bonte Hill is in here, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, there you go. You guys got some nerve right now. I'm just going to come in here hot. First of all,
the Tiger Red.
Shasky wearing the glasses, who always got on me for wearing glasses indoors.
The sun was
and he's
in
wearing
glasses.
Please.
He does have blue eyes.
The name dropping about the Olympic Club and then throwing Steiny under the bus, because look, this is true. It's starting to say, Miller, I want to play with Fleming and I want to know what he scored. He always gets on Guru for begging personnel members for free gear and tickets. You guys are shameless around here. What has gone around here? No, I don't have to ask. People come to me.
Oh, there's the difference. Well, the king doesn't. They approach the king.
I don't have to ask.
Steiny used to be that guy. He gets on Guru. Now he's begging. You're begging. Barry Bonds, I'm sure, doesn't want people to know he's playing golf. And you're busting him out. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Good for Barry. Good for Barry.
Plays by himself, too, by the way. When you play golf, Bonte, do you play by yourself?
I mean, sure.
Sure. Have you been hitting the links at all?
I remember
that was starting. I remember his social media was creeping up. Bonte, he was at the leaks. He was at Top Golf. He was hitting up these places.
We do putt at NBC Sports Bay Area. We got this little putting competition.
Okay.
So I got the bug still. Just don't have the time.
Right, does E-Dog play golf? That's one sport. I don't know if he plays. As a baseball player, I would bet he has good short game, because most baseball players are good golfers.
Bonte, will you be going to joint practices later?
I just came to Laughing Buck just to come.
I just made
the drive to do a 30-minute hit
to see Tim Jordan
and Steiny Hinn and San Jose Jazz fan.
Were you listening to Baldy on the way in?
I listened a little to Baldy. Okay. Well, I was still in the house.
Okay,
still at the house.
Baldy is he's just up in the air on CMC, which I think everyone is, and I understand that. You have been here. I have not been to any of these practices. Today's a big one. It's a joint practice. I don't even know if I could gleam a whole lot, because it's not about just being good today. It's about week 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and like stacking all those weeks. What does CMC look like to you?
He looks like Christian McCaffrey.
Really?
Now, is he as fast as he was a couple seasons ago? It's hard to tell in practice, because once he gets through the hole, guys kind of just let him. He jogs it out, slows it down, tempers. But I'm looking at him taking every rep. when it comes out of the backfield catching the ball, being a receiver, he's just as good as he was at Stanford and 2 years ago when he's the offensive player of the year. So to me, and if he's the same guy that we saw in the Buffalo game, when he did mess up his Achilles, I take that guy all day long. Now, the worry is, can he last through 17 games? And then what does the backup running back room look like? And the backup running back room right now doesn't look pretty. Isaac Garendo's out probably until week one with a shoulder injury. He's had like 6 or 7 injuries, and he's been in the league for a year and a half.
I just can't trust him.
I mean, he blew a hammy on the first day of camp last year, and they weren't even in shoulder pads. Jort James has been out with a knee injury. I like Corey Kiner. He's a rookie out of Cincinnati. People are telling me, hey, pump the brakes. He's just a camp body. But Corey Kiner's made some plays out there. But the backup running back room, I mean, if Jordan Mason was here, I feel a hell of a lot better about the prospects of CMC and Jordan Mason. But right now, if anything happens to CMC, and that's the key because he scored 18 touchdowns in the red zone a couple years ago. 18 inside the 20. And so he's equally important as Brock Purdy. But he looks like CMC to me so far.
Well, and that's going to be the question ultimately is how the touches look with this guy too, because a lot was made, Bonte, a couple years ago. As we had Baldy on, he was talking to you, he was talking to Shasky. The number 370, 370 touches, all right? That's what we go to. Is this guy going to be on snap count early on? Is he going to look like CMC in the first couple weeks? Like, we were getting into the conversation yesterday, and CMC dominated the conversation because a lot of people believe that this season will only go as far as Christian McCaffrey will take them. I don't know how many teams you say that about when it comes to the running back being that guy. Now, you have Derrick Henry, obviously, with the Baltimore Ravens, but it starts with Lamar for me there. Saquon, maybe, but even for me, I thought Jalen Hurts put that team on his back when push came to shove in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs were like, no, we're going to force him to beat us in the pocket, and he did that. That being said, Baldy talked about it, running the ball with this team is going to dictate everything, and whether they could keep the bodies on the field, off the field, offense, defense. Christian McCaffrey, is he the most important player for the 49ers this season, which is insane because he just paid Brock Purdy to kind of be that guy, right? He's the highest paid player on the franchise, Monte.
You paid him to stabilize the offense. George Kittle, if he goes down, what happens?
Oh, yeah?
He's equally as important. And George Kittle's been
the
best player on the field in training camp.
Well, he's got a smelling salts pack. That's okay.
He's got a silly swap, but I'm seriously.
Yeah?
Look, he's running all the routes. He's catching everything. He looks like a monster out there. But it was George Kittle.
Okay.
There was a play in training camp last week where they ran an end around to DeMarcus Robinson. And it's Fred Warner in space lurking. And George Kittle comes around, bam, stonewalls him. And this is Fred Warner, who's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. And I said, okay, George Kittle's ready to roll. So if he goes down, what does your passing game look like?
Well, I think you're
he's equally important. They all mesh together.
Yeah.
It's just like the Warriors when they had Clay and KD and Steph. One of them goes down, it looks a lot different. So when you talk about the Eagles in the Super Bowl and everybody's giving me, Jalen Hurts was great in that game. But let's not forget the Eagles' defense won that game. Their defense won that game. The pick six in the first half, the interception inside the 10-yard line. Give him a 17. Give him a 17-0 lead. They're playing easy football. So, yeah, Saquon Barkley is important. If they lose Saquon Barkley, that offense looks different. The Ravens lose Derrick Henry. The offense looks different. The Buccaneers lose Mike Evans or Bucky Irving.
Sure.
The offense looks different. So if you take a piece away from any one of these NFL teams, it's going to look different. So Brock Purdy's important because if he goes down, I don't think a lot of Niner fans will have the confidence in Mac Jones to lead him deep into the playoffs. We've seen Brock Purdy do that already. As bad as last year looked at times, Brock Purdy has helped his team get the 2 NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. So they're all equally important.
You've been at almost all of these practices, Bonte. What's the vibe like right now? Because a lot was made from fans, from the players last year about all the drama, right? All the holdouts, all of everything that went health. Your first round pick got shot. Like, and you were coming off a Super Bowl loss. What's the vibe been like at camp? And what are we going to see today when they start going up against another team? This is when it starts to pump up. We got 4 weeks, Bonte. 4 weeks until the start of regular season. 4 weeks today is game one of the National Football League. So what are the vibes like in Santa Clara thus far?
Vibes have been good. I mean, look, Juwan Jennings is not practicing right now. Is it the calf, or does he want new money? But they've gone on as business as usual, and they haven't skipped a beat offensively in practice. Now, you've had your starting corners out for the most part, Renardo Green and Deometer Lenore, but Purdy's been on point with DeMarcus Robinson. He's been on point with Ricky Pearsall. He's been on point with George Kittle. And I don't keep training camp stats because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what the primary is or what they're working on. But the offense has been flawless so far for the most part. They move the ball when they're healthy and got got all their guys in there. So the vibe's been good because all the distractions, even Brandon Ayuk, for example, and it was all about Brandon Ayuk last year, wanting new money. And we know how that went down. He got sent off the field with the shorts and everything. He's been out there at practice every single day with the receivers, basically coaching them up and then running on the side. He's engaged this year. It's a new Brandon Ayuk, or maybe it's the same Brandon Ayuk. I don't know, but he's been out there every single day helping these young receivers try to catch up to speed and get up to speed within this offense. So the vibe has been really, really good. It's been a good, clean camp. Now the injuries, they stink. You've had to cut guys left and right. But the camp has been fun, and you got the influx of youngsters with this new defensive line. They've brought the energy. Mykal Williams and C.J. West, and then Alfred Collins is getting better by the day. I'm not saying he's a day one starter. He's not going to be a pass rush specialist, but he's getting better and better as he learns the NFL game.
So we're talking about all the different, you know, position groups, offense, defense, wide receiver. There's depth is the name of the game right now when it comes to this team. And I think that's why a lot of people are skeptical about them. But when I just look at the NFC in general, Bonte, I do feel like outside of the Eagles, it is kind of wide open. Like, there's a lot. Show me again, Washington. It was great. It was an awesome first year. Show me again. Dan Campbell and the Lions, they just lost both their coordinators. Aaron Glenn's gone. Ben Johnson's gone. Let's see it again. And in your own division, is Matt Stafford even going to be ready week one? The guy's got a
be kind of fun to see. Would it be fun to see Jimmy against the Niners with those weapons?
Well, that
would be
licking my chops.
Davante Adams deserves Jimmy Garoppolo again. Listen, I'll just say that.
I'll just say it right now. It's hard for me to see the Eagles not being in the Super Bowl right now.
Right now,
and you know how much I hate Philadelphia, but they're stacked. If they're healthy, they're in a different stratosphere right now. They got both defense. They got defensive line, offensive line. They got the skill sets with A.J. Brown, skill position with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But yes, the NFC is kind of wide open there. I don't know what Chicago's going to look like. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota is going to look like. He's never played a snap in the NFL. Green Bay, what are their receivers going to look like? What's their defense going to look like? Is Jordan Love going to take that next step? Then you look at the NFC West. I don't believe in Sam Darnold in Seattle, they're going to be tough. Yeah. I believe in that head coach. I don't necessarily believe in Sam Darnold, but I believe in that head coach. And they got Witherspoon at corner who's going to see a lot of Ricky Pearsall in week one at Lumen Field. What's Arizona cooking up in the desert? They may moves this offseason. Hassan Reddick is coming to the desert. They're a sneaky good team. They were in it last year, Chasky, for a long portion of the season. So, yes, the rest of the NFC is wide open, but it feels like it's the Eagles conference to lose right now. That's just how I feel right now.
Absolutely. And when I look at, you know, the totality of the AFC, right, and we're going to see one of those teams here today in the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton and Bo Nix, right? And listen, Bo Nix, I was out on Bo Nix when he came out of college. I'm going to be honest. I'm not falling down on the sword quite yet when it comes to the Bo Nix narratives. He was really good. He shut me up last year. He was good. Outside of Jane Daniels, best rookie quarterback, I thought. Okay? I'm looking at Brock Purdy. And it does feel like we're not talking a lot about the quarterback, Bonte. Do you feel that at all? He's kind of sliding under the radar. No?
I mean, come week one, we're all going to be talking about Brock Purdy.
But
it's training camp.
But right
it's
now
the quarterback of the Niners.
But that's been...
because it's training camp.
We've been talking about it for a training camp for like the last 5, 6, 7 years, all throughout Kyle Shanahan's tenure. We've been talking about it. Is it because he just got the contract and it shut up everyone?
We know he's going to be the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we know that when he has his weapons around him, he's able to function at a high level. Now, last year went awry, right? You had a musical chairs at the offensive line. Christian McCaffrey's out. Deebo, Ayuk, and Christian McCaffrey did not play one single game together.
That's crazy.
In 2023, they combined for 40 touchdowns. Last year, they combined for 4. McCaffrey, think about that. McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Deebo never played one game together all season long. So I think fans know that, hey, when Brock Purdy has his weapons and he can process everything, he's going to be fine. But don't think because it's quiet right now that it's going to be quiet heading to Seattle. We're going to be hyper-focused on it. Don't get it twisted. It's going to be about Shanahan, Brock Purdy, and this defense. So it may be quiet on the airwaves right now, but everybody's watching number 13 to see how he's throwing the ball. And some people, and I told you this, some people think Mac Jones, oh man, he's having a hell of a camp, and he is. Mac Jones can win you a game or two, but don't get it twisted. By week one, it'll be focused on Brock Purdy and what he does with this team moving forward.
And he's going up against who in week one? Sam Darnold, who a lot of people...
Well, he's not going against Sam Darnold, he's going against McDonald and that defense. And Witherspoon.
No,
that's how you talk about sports. That's how, and that's the problem. That's the problem with you sports fans these days. It's not Jalen Hurts going against Patrick Mahomes. It's not Purdy going against Patrick Mahomes. It's Purdy going against Spagnuolo. It's Hurts going against Spagnuolo. It's who like it's Purdy going against McDonald and that defensive coordinator when I still got nightmares on Christmas Day with the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, he threw like 9 picks.
Exactly. It could have been 7. It could have been 7. It was a nightmare.
Oh, the ref that tripped Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that was
So Darnold's going against Saleh. He's going against that defense. Now we do the comparative stats.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I don't know why you youngsters do that, which is what's ruining sports fandom these days on social media. Got to stop with that.
Comparing quarterbacks is ruining the league? Is that what you're saying?
Comparing, saying, hey, this guy's going against this guy. They don't face each other. It's like a pitcher, right? Oh, Maddox is going against now. They're going pitch for pitch, and they're trying to match pitch for pitch. But they're not facing each other. So quarterbacks aren't facing each other.
So if Brock Purdy throws two pick sixes and Sam Darnold throws for 300 yards, you're not. It's going to be
Sam Darnold had a better game. He had a better game against Salah's defense.
You don't think there's going to be conversations?
Well, that's what you guys do. It's a lazy conversation. That's all I'm saying.
This is the highest paid player in the history of the organization. He has to carry this team this year.
No, he doesn't have to carry the team.
He
has to get the ball to George Kittle and get him to make plays. You got to get the ball to McCaffrey. Use your playmakers. You don't have to carry the team. A quarterback cannot carry the team. Tom Brady did not carry the Patriots. He used his weapons, and early on with Tom Brady, it was all about the defense. Tom Brady would use his checkdowns left and right, left and right. Purdy just run the offense. Don't turn the ball over. Get the team in the right set. Score points. He doesn't have to carry it.
It starts with the red zone, too, for me, though, as we're talking about this. Like, that's where you have to improve. And it's Christian McCaffrey.
Speaking of the red zone.
Yes.
Speaking of it. What's up with the kicker?
Well, competition's not over. And Shanahan said that.
Well, Brett Joseph's gone. What are you talking about?
He looked at me with a straight face, and he said, the competition's not over.
Booty bitch is great kicker.
Can't watch Siri. Oh, if you heard my kicker, play it again.
Play it one more time.
Sucks.
Kicker watch. Make a movie.
Sucks. Situation. We just gotta move forward and make the next kick.
Okay. Kicker watch. You have defended the Jake Moody selection for so long.
Well, he was good in the Super Bowl.
What's going on with
the kicker?
Well,
to the block extra point.
Listen,
I watched back the first six games alone, and I would have fired everyone on the special teams. I actually think it was worse than I remember.
It was bad. And you know what? The competition's not over, because if he misses three kicks on Saturday, Brett Jones is off. He's on speed dial. The kicker can kick Moody's not sleeping well right now. He's not getting a full 8 hours of sleep. He's waking up in the middle of the night thinking, dang, I got to make that 55-yarder. Boy, I hope this new technique works.
His delivery on kicks is different?
It's two steps instead of three steps. He explained it to us that he's going two steps instead of three steps. And he says, look, I'm not losing a lot of distance, maybe a yard or two here and there, but he's trying to tweak some things. But when I see Greg Joseph, they are having a competition in front of the media last week. And I said, boy, look at Moody, man. He's pressing a little bit. Just the way he's moving. So, listen, he's the kicker. And nobody wants to give the kicker credit.
Oh, my God.
Nobody wants to do this, and I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Oh, no.
But he did rush himself back from a dislocated ankle. He should not have been playing. He should not have been playing. Come on.
I've been telling him that. He's had an ankle sprain all year.
No, he didn't all year.
The miss against the Rams, he was 100% fine.
He did have six in week one against the Jets.
He did look good. What are you rolling your eyes? He won you week one when Christian McCaffrey wasn't
there. They win the Rams game if he just kicks the field goal Bell properly.
And the Rams sell everybody.
The whole
Cooper
season
Cup is gone.
Different.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, defensive players are gone.
How bad that game was.
That game was bad. Well, Bell, but they Moody too.
They were up 14-0, and they ran a fake punt.
On 4th-and-7.
It was
with no containment.
And got it by like an inch.
You knew the Rams were desperate. I think everybody in their house was yelling, watch the fake. Watch the fake. So the whole special teams, they all got blown out. And Boyer, who's not a special teams coordinator, he's all got his new guys in. So he's doing things his way. But there's by no means should Jake Moody be comfortable. And Shanahan said it. Listen to Shanahan. I heard Fleming on. He was like, listen to Buster. Well, listen to Shanahan. Competition's not over. Well, we just need bodies in training camp.
He says he's competing against everybody.
He is. That's
just a hilarious
there's
thing
a kicker
to say.
Right now in a high school field practicing 55-yarders saying, Shanahan, they call me any minute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're talking about Bonta Hill here. In Sunnyvale. We are live 6 to 10 here in the morning, Russell. And we got Steiny and Evan Giddings from 10 to 2.
Best.
Come down, say what's up. We got joint practices starting today.
No, we're going to get some food over there.
Your boy Sean Payton's going to be there, Joe. Are you excited to see Sean Payton?
I still have residuals from when, you know, he did Bounty Gate. I still like Sean Payton. When he blitzed Smith game one preseason Harbaugh's like, I've never seen anyone blitz. Season. I don't know what we're doing. He was blitzing over and over again.
I'll never forget it. He was destroying the Niners.
I hate him.
He made blitz today. Vance Joseph's the defense coordinator.
Wow, I keep getting blown up on the roast chat now.
Is it?
It says we have a special guest on the line, courtesy of River Islands, that wants to join the conversation and talk to Bonta Hill in particular. Special guest. Good morning.
How are you?
BPA.
Is this Greg
Joseph? It better not be BPA.
Who is it?
Hey guys, how you doing?
oh God! Way to ruin
Brian
my morning.
Brian Palo Alto,
Brian,
miss
you,
Bonta.
How you doing?
Yeah, you're looking good. Looking good as you always are, as you know, as you well know. I mean, Jake Moody is going to be Kyle Shanahan's undoing, and you know, I said a while ago, Shanahan has like sort of non-logical. Loyalties to certain guys that you know that are on some other span of reason, and Moody I can't look at Moody's face anymore, right? Like you look at his face and you're like, this guy is done mentally, he's done. And you know, like all you had to do is cut the guy, man. And fuck,
hey, BPA,
like
you know what? To
round.
Your point, there's a lot of kickers who resurface at their second stop. So Jake Moody may become a 15-year pro,
David
but it just may not be in the Bay Area.
Yeah. It might be.
Yeah, that's why you don't blow a third-round pick on him. You know, like
exactly.
You know, like that's part of the reason why.
He would have been in conversation for Super Bowl MVP had they won a couple years ago.
John Jennings.
I'm kidding,
man.
Come on,
Bonta.
Hey, longest kicks in the Super Bowl.
He doesn't even believe
he nailed him.
Said.
He nailed him. Calm the waters.
Don't let him get to you, Bonta. Come on.
No, he's not. Trust me. Anyway. Hey, BPA, I watch a young man. He is pressing, man. I said, boy, the weight of the world is on his shoulders, man.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, what are we doing?
Brian, any other questions you have for the King, Bonta Hill?
How about those Giants, BPA?
Oh,
what a win yesterday.
He wants to talk about Kuminga, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, Kuminga.
No,
please don't, Kuminga,
I don't want to talk about it. Come on.
People think I'm on the payroll now when I defend Kuminga.
Yeah. Malik Monk.
No,
come on.
It doesn't even make sense. You got to take back half the salary.
Hey, Brian, the next update I get better.
I did hear they're about to sign Al Horford, though, so that's exciting.
I've been hearing that for 90 days.
Damn, 90 days.
We're waiting on JK right now, man. PP, how about the Buster Posey led Giants, man? What a win yesterday.
Oh, God. I don't have any. No comment. I'm neither angry nor euphoric. It's you know, I'm Farhan, you know.
So. Oh, Kaiway team, yeah. Friday night against the Nationals. Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Ryan Palomoco joining us here on the River Islands.
I can't even
line.
Look
Thank
at you.
I miss your tweets. Please. I miss your tweets, BP. I don't see him anymore. I see him cursing on other people on Twitter.
Well, if you just unblock him, you'll probably be able to see him.
Yeah,
who is this picture?
He had Pajemski with the braids.
With the braids. Oh, I think I got the braids back, by the way. Did you see that, Bob?
Yeah, God. I did see that.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't block him. I just unfollowed him. for the seventh time. Pajemski with the braids. I mean, it's a look. You know, he's on Turkish Caicos. He's got to protect the hair.
Oh,
I'm not mad at him.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Amen.
Who's that, Jamie Kennedy?
Nobody be talking about somebody's appearance, man. I'm not doing that.
You got the Tiger Woods shirt on. You got the shorts
Sunday,
going.
Right? It's training camp.
You got a haircut?
Florida State Burgundy playing Alabama week one. Three top 10 games August 30th. So you know what I did. Taking a chance up to Calistoga for a few days. Mama gets the day off. Or a week off. Yeah. Little non-known bub us. We'll just be in the hot springs.
I know that's what they're known for up there.
But you got to think. It's the way I think. So Anna's like, you know, Chester, what are we going to do? She's going to be out of school that week, blah, 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 blah. I got it. And I set everything up to where things are going to be good during the week. And then by August 30th, when there's three top 10 football games on, hey, babe, you know what? Just go to Kilroy Gardens or some or here's some money for the. Yeah, go get a nanny panty, whatever you need to do. I need to watch Ohio State, Texas, LSU, Clemson, Florida State, Bama, the whole nine.
We got Matt Nahegan with a pitcher. Don't spill it, Matt. Careful.
Are you guys down on the Giants? You guys really down?
No, I'm pumped.
I know you're pumped.
They got to stack some series here. They got two in a row now. That's big.
They
now two against the Nationals. Does that sound too pessimistic? I don't think it's...
No, nine-game homestand. You got
massive.
The Padres seven times, I think, in the next 13.
And that's going to be it. The Padres, who had made huge moves, obviously. You got Nestor Cortez giving up a bomb yesterday against the Corbin
Carroll.
They
still won.
They still won, right? Mason Miller, they got that acquisition, obviously.
He tied up the game the other day. He was a 5-3. He came in late in the game and gave up a two-run homer. Yep. He's all over the place
hasn't had the same season he had last year at the A's, and I thought the A's... They got their number three prospect out of San Diego, DeVries or whatever, DeVries University.
Yeah, I heard he's legit.
Yeah, I heard he's legit, too.
Shitty Babbitt speaks highly of him.
I'm very curious to see how that's going to look out. But, yeah, the Giants, you know, let's see. Let's see, right? But as far as I'm concerned, we got joint practice today. I'm all in on the Niners right now.
I'm not ready to put the stake through the heart.
No, it's not yet. I've seen the Padres choke before. They're a cursed organization.
You never know.
You just never know. And the resiliency yesterday. Tom Smith.
I love Tom Smith. He's the best.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable. But Jung Hoo Lee, I got to give him credit. I've been very skeptical.
Yeah.
That guy is causing havoc on the base pass. Maybe just leave him in the seven hole. Six extra base hit on every game of their road trip out there in New York City at Pittsburgh.
I think they're going to call the kid up that they got from the Mets, Gilbert, and I think we're going to have an opportunity to see him.
Yep.
Would you maybe bat him lead off? I know Ramos has looked pretty good.
Ramos 20-game on base streak.
But he doesn't have the power that he used to. I don't know if he's changed his approach or
he
what.
He just needs to fix the errors in the base running.
How about him cutting off Jungle?
I'm not gonna lie. Yesterday was driving me crazy for a while.
I'm gonna go eat some food. Let's go to
break. We're gonna break. Enjoy practice, man. Are you guys coming out there?
We are right
now. Oh, wow. Spinelli, you coming to a practice?
That's right.
Wow.
You're talking about Allen Iverson.
So you'll be able to learn about sports. Now, you know, sports didn't get invented 15 years ago.
Well, they just perfected 15 years ago when it came to Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. Me and him came on the scene at the same time, basically, when it came to our sports fandom and knowledge. So there you go. That's Bonte Hill. Appreciate you stopping by, Bonte. Laughing Monk Brewery down here in Sunnyvale. Come down, say what's up to all of us. We got Stein and Goo coming up. Thank you to Bonte here. We're going to wrap it up on the other side before we head out to joint practices. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast, and it's brought to you by... Oh, I have it right here, Sam. Don't worry. Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. We're driving.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Over to Levi's. I don't want to do it with my hands. So there
well,
you go.
We're gonna figure it out. I would say to you, you need to figure out what you're doing with your head, because you're gonna want to wear.
I'm wearing sunscreen.
It's not gonna be enough.
Why?
You are
science. It's literally it's gonna reflect back
well,
at the
what
sun.
What is the anti hat thing? I'm just curious.
I just don't like wearing hats. I just don't like wearing them.
Okay.
I don't want them on my head. Is that okay? Is that do you have a problem with that?
Well, no. We will recalibrate tomorrow.
I don't wear hats when I golf either. I don't like wearing hats.
Again, we will recalibrate tomorrow morning.
We'll see what shade I am, is what you're saying.
We will see if you regret not wearing a hat or not.
We will find out. If we were out there for 5 or 6 hours, maybe more so. But we're not going to be out there that long.
Well, again, did you bring sunglasses?
I don't wear sunglasses.
You don't wear sunglasses. I don't.
I got this thing on my face. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called a nose. It's very big and large. It's very regal, Tim Jordan. When I wear glasses or anything.
Don't wear sunglasses.
If I wear sunglasses, all you see is a beak when I'm walking around,
what
Joe.
What year is
it? It's not a good look on me.
I wear sunglasses.
I wear regular glasses, but not the transition ones, because those are pretty dorky. No offense anyone that wears transition
what?
Ones.
What? I like seven takes in this.
See, you're
what,
asking.
Where are we going?
You're asking, and I'm telling you, brother. Come on.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who said the line, I don't wear sunglasses.
It's not.
Tim, is that me? Am I?
Tim, do you wear sunglasses?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, he's.
Well, that's fine. Carter, I guess, Sam, maybe I'm the only one.
Carter wears Chanel's or Prada's or something. I mean, of course.
I wear my face, and I'm very proud of it, all right?
Carter's going to get in here like, actually, my family half owns Ray-Ban.
I actually heard his name is Cartier, but he goes by
there
Carter.
You go.
Well, that's what the butler calls me, of course.
That's what the butler calls you, Alfred. Oh, that's great. It's good stuff back there in the studio. So we got joint practice coming up here, Joe. We got about 20 minutes to go here. What are you most looking forward to when you get out onto that field? The first thing that Joe Shasky is going to do is what?
Oh, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to soak it all in.
Okay.
Because that's what I like to do.
Okay.
And then the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to find my spot.
Okay.
So, like, you're going to try to, like, talk to me and I'm going to be like, nah, dude, I got to go find my spot so I can hold up to take my notes.
Okay. So I'm going to have my phone, I'll have the notes app, but you're going to have the handy dandy one, like your from Blue's Clues, Steve from Blue's Clues. I'm going to go out there and, yeah, I'm going to take a lay of the land and I'm probably going to introduce myself. I'm probably going to see people we both know.
Yes.
Say what's up, say hi.
Oh, there'll be a lot of that. I call it the unofficial head nods.
Of course. Yeah, that's what you got to do. do.
Lean-ins, yes, totally. Things like that.
And people we're going to be talking to throughout the season, too. Talk to them and say, hey, how you doing? Because a lot of these people I've spoken to on air, Joe, I haven't met them in person. It's different.
I see. Yeah, so I did that.
Did that the last couple months with like the Alex Pavloviches of the world, the Shayna Rubens of the world, the Ron Wotuses of the world.
Yeah.
You talk to these people, you get a face. The Dave Flemings of the world, right? So you got to put a face to the name and a name to the face, and that's what I want to do, and I'm looking forward to. But I'm most looking forward to just hearing the pads popping, to seeing these freak athletes, best that has to offer in the National Football League. Nick Bosa, Pat Surtain, Sean Payton out there.
You're really excited.
Chewing that gum.
Really excited.
It's the little things. I am, because it's the little things, right? What drives you nuts about these other coaches? It's the little subtle things. It was Pete Carroll chomping on that gum on the sidelines, right?
Which lost all its flavor.
Right. Same with Sean Payton. It's the same thing. It's a juicy fruit guy. Yeah.
He's also a low visor guy, right? Which is a very specific look.
Are you in or out in the visor?
Well, a high crown, yes.
Okay.
So you got it. That's basically Kirby Smart is the, you know, the SEC is the high crown.
Right.
Lane Kiffin and Sean Payton wear the low one. Dennis Allen wears the low one.
Right.
To me, there's a loser in the low.
Well, there's also,
I'm a high crown guy. I'm going to wear a visor.
Crown Royal as well. But I'll also say this. Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, to get a backwards visor.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Are you out on that? I don't care.
Well, that's frat, bro.
That's frat, bro?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Someone gifted us a while ago at the station.
I'm out on frats.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one. Someone gifted like a Miami.
I don't pay to have friends.
No. Like, don't. Do you know people that want to do their frats? That's fine.
No, I know. I'm just telling you my prerogative.
That's fine. Bobby Brown. Someone gifted you, Bonte, and I like Miami University gear.
Oh, that's my boy Rob McDonald.
And I have a Miami visor.
Yeah.
I should have busted it out. Why not?
Just well, to make I gave mine to better. Sam.
You did.
Yeah.
And maybe Bonte gave me that one. Maybe it wasn't even getting me all the time.
Sam probably looks creepy in the visor with the long red hair, though.
He looks great. No, the hair's popping. I'm sad I'm not going to see it out there on the field today. I'll see George Kittle's locks flowing. I'll see that. I'll see Nick Bosa.
Oh, he's a big fraternizer on the field.
Oh, yeah.
He's networking.
Are you looking forward to some of the scuffles that are going to be happening?
What do you mean?
Oh, that's what the brawls happen in the joint practices.
Yeah, I'm going to see Kyle Shanahan
pull people. No, nothing real.
No. I'm excited to just feel the vibe and the music and 50 drills going on simultaneously and everyone kind of flocking to the specific position group scenes, and I'm ready for 11 on 11s.
A guy we haven't really talked about much, and I asked Baldy about this, and if you missed any of that interview, Brian Baldinger joined us in 7:30. Find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app.
God, Baldy's the best.
He's so good, but
that's when you know football season's back, when Baldy's here.
Absolutely, and we kind of touched on it when it came to the head coach, but Kyle Shanahan, there's a lot riding on this season, I think, for him. Like, this is kind of a crossroads where either you get back into contention or all of a sudden you were in the Super Bowl a year ago and then you have two straight losing seasons. Well, that's what you can't have.
It's his 3.0 version of the team.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the upstart expansion team, essentially. Then you had the, hey, let's rebuild on the fly team after the Super Bowl lost the first time. And now you have like a 3.0. This is a completely different version. There are some similar parts. There's so much new. I mean, when was the last time the Niners had 9 spots open for starters?
God, it's been maybe since his first year, second year.
Second or third year, right? That's second or third year.
Yeah, so.
I mean, we're in year 9. That's going
to be him. And he doesn't have a Super Bowl win yet. How many other are longer tenured right now in the NFL that doesn't have a Super Bowl attached to them?
Mm.
Is there any? Like, that's not, like
9.
Right?
Mm.
Like, Sean McVay, but he's won one. Obviously, you got Sirianni. He's been there, but not as long, because you had Doug Peterson prior to him. So he's got Kevin O'Connell. Things been that long. Looking around.
Well, Mike Tomlin has a Super
Mike
Bowl.
Mike Tomlin,
but
it's been a long time.
Yeah, they haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Which is crazy, right? Now you got Aaron Rodgers. That's why also all these different training camp storylines are so exciting, because it does start here with all the different joint practices. Baldy was talking about how he's been to 14 different ones in 13 days, which is insane in and of itself.
He was wearing flip-flops at the last one he was at.
Is that a lot? God, see, Baldy can pull it off.
And he was also Florida.
I asked about that too. He was like, you think I can rock like shorts and flip-flops? And then I was like, no, you can't do that. I was like, why not? Well, first off, I don't want to get cleated and stepped on. Like, you don't want to get hurt. But why? That is my look, though, is it not, Joe? When I'm at my most comfortable, what am I in?
Jeans and flip-flops.
There you go. That's what I'm rocking.
Yeah, but that's not a professional look.
It's a look. I can pull it off. You're looking at me. You just think I'm full of you-know-what. You
want to just a SoCal.
It's just California casual,
no,
buddy.
It's not California.
You can pull it off.
It's a SoCal thing.
It's okay. It's okay. We're rocking it. Bonte's over there. He's wearing the shorts. He's got the Jordans on. We're all going to be looking great. We're going to be looking fresh. Apparently, you have like an outfit that you're going to change into, which is interesting.
Okay, first off,
he's going to do the Superman change in the phone booth.
Yeah, that's something.
When you leave the house at 4 a.m. and it's cold and it's in San Francisco, there are different weather conditions than when you get to San Jose, Santa Clara.
It's been nice. San Francisco was warm yesterday.
I'm aware, but at 3:45 in the morning, it's pretty frigid. And so I'm wearing the pants now, but I'm going to throw on some shorts. I got a nice button-down Hawaiian shirt that I'm going to wear with my giant ping golf hat that I wear so that I don't get a sunburn.
Okay, fair
enough. Then I'm going to bust out my baseball shades.
There you go.
The obnoxious ones.
What SPF are you on, by the way?
I'm not doing no sunscreen.
Oh, that's not for you. No, you definitely got to. Freckles everywhere.
My arms are significantly more tan than yours. Come on, man. Look at that. Look at the difference.
I mean, not really.
I think I am.
It's okay. I mean, this is great radio right here when we're talking about our skin tones with the camera and everything. This is enlightening stuff here at Laughing Monk Brewing down in Sunnyvale. We got about 10 minutes before we hit Fast 5. Yeah, not based. You mean base coat. There you go. Or are you basting in the song?
That's what I am.
Like Kramer and Seinfeld, right, when it comes to the chicken. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or weigh in. What training camp storyline are you looking forward to? What player are you isolating here and you're most curious to see at these joint practices? Because you had the top five there, Joe, when it came to Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Mykal Williams. I don't think we brought up the first round pick enough. Mykal Williams, there's a lot on his shoulders this year, I think. He looks the part by all accounts. Everyone's telling me the size, the body, the explosiveness. He played on Georgia. He played on a national champion. He played in the SEC. That's all well and good. You got to produce, though. We need someone else to step up alongside Nick Bosa this season. And I'm looking at Mykal Williams. If he could be that dude to step up, that would be huge because Baldy referenced it. The Rams, the reason they went on a run in the playoffs and they won the division was because they hit on these first and second round picks. The Braden Fisk, the Jared Verses, right?
Byron Young.
The years prior. Like, they've been able to hit. So we could laugh at Les Snead and them and saying, oh, F them picks. Yeah, but with the picks they've actually had, they've nailed them. And that's why it's important.
Yeah, and I want to see the young linebackers playing alongside Fred Warner. So much has been made of D winners, and so many people are hyped up. And with good point. Like, I get why they're hyped up. Him, Nick Martin, the competition is up in the air. Replacing Dre Greenlaw, who I don't know if he's going to practice today for the Broncos, but if he's on the other side, like, you know he's going to bring it. So that is something that I am extremely fascinated to see.
You know who else is going to bring it? It's Nick in Berkeley. He brings it all the time. He wants to join us here at 95.7 The Game. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, I'm pumped up that y'all going down there, man. It's an exciting day for y'all. And Laughing Monk Brewery, they got Fat Eats, as you guys know. I put down a few plates at the Jubilee Awards. Check it out. Hey, I tried every one of those platters, man, off the chain. Spadone, if you do not put on a hat, you're going to be as pink as Shasky's golf hat by the end of the day. They're going to be mad. Dude, it's the power of the sun. Stop at Dick's Sporting Goods or whoever, and stop at the sporting goods store. And make sure that man gets a golf hat like one of those Maui Joes or whatever. Sunglasses. I've been coaching 30 years, bro.
That's
I've been
true.
Coaching 30 years. I'm telling you, wear a hat, bro.
He's right. Out.
Man, yeah, I want to see that Ferrari linebacker guy from Florida State or Florida who came off the bench and was smashing because Salah picked him up. And a man who, if we get somebody fast next to Warner, it's lights out, man. Because we lost Bowman. So if we can get a decent replacement for Bowman who can learn quick and smash and cover from side to side, man, our defense is going to be in great shape. And I'm so glad Salah's back, man. And I just want y'all to go down there and check out the special teams because the special teams be killing us, man.
Killing
Somebody
us.
Somebody got to watch the special teams. So if it ain't Shanahan, it's got to be y'all.
We don't even know who the kick returner
Thanks,
is
Nick
right
and
now.
Berkeley. Well,
Who's
that's
the punt returner?
Well, exactly, and that's just something that Kyle Shanahan, even one of his own comments, he's basically said, he doesn't care about special teams. Like, and that's again,
well, he better because it cost him three or four games last year.
And the best coaches are tightened up in all three phases. I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan's a bad coach. I've already waxed poetically about the guy, but if there is a hole in his game, it comes at special teams. And Jake Moody, he's competing against everyone else in the league right now. And Greg Joseph's not there, but it doesn't matter. matter. They're waiting for him to fail, it sounds like, so they could move off of him. And I know Kyle Shanahan spent a third-round pick on him, so we'll see. But I'll say this in regards to what Nick and Berkeley's talking about with Navarro Bowman. No. You're not replacing Bowman. You're trying to replace Trey Greenlaw. Like, that's the guy you're trying to replace.
I got to eat, Matt.
And I know. But there are people that even go back to Bowman and trying to find that running mate. It's so important, right? Willis, Bowman. But for a while, it was Greenlaw and Warner. Now, who's going to be there alongside Nick Warner? Hell, even when Greenlaw was out, you got Azeez Al-Shaair. He was reliable at times. You need someone else to step up there. So we keep talking about the defense. Who's stepping up in all three of those phases? Whether it's the line, is it going to be Michael Williams? Hell, in the middle linebacking core, is it going to be a D. Winters, right? It seems like they all want him to take control of it. Willie, it's up to him. And then in the secondary, it's Lenore. And who?
Pinnock and Grant, two guys that most of us aren't familiar with. Right. And we get a chance to see two different safeties. Are they done with Jair Brown?
I mean, that's crazy. Like, you can't be. He had a pretty good rookie season.
Yeah,
right?
But he was awful last year.
He was awful last year. But, man, he had an interception in the Super Bowl. Like,
Malik Mustafa kind of, like, made him redundant, you know?
And he's hurt. Right?
I know. Like, all these positions are up in the air. Upton Stout is the name that everyone's talking about.
It's a great name, first of all. Upton Stout. It sounds like a lager or something like that.
Yeah, he's...
You got to hear a laughing among brewing.
5'8", nickelback, who seems to be extremely physical and just wearing on people. And him and Ricky Pearsall went at it. One-on-ones. Finally, Pearsall did a bunch of one-on-ones, and it sounds like from everybody that I've read the reporting on, Upton Stout was like mauling him. So I want to see what he looks like against some bigger body guys like Cortland Sutton today.
Absolutely, and Cortland Sutton obviously re-signing with the Denver Broncos, a guy that's reliable for Bo Nix. Can Ricky Pearsall be reliable for Brock Purdy this year? And part of reliability, Joe, is being on the field. And right now, I think Big Boss Man told me the latest was C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting carted off in Houston with their practice. Like, that is what you don't want. That the one thing to come away from this being a success is no one getting hurt.
Is C.J. Gardner-Johnson plays on the Texans now?
Formerly, he's been on so many teams. I know, but that's what you don't want in these next couple days, is anyone getting seriously hurt. Because that could throw away whole season hell.
If you say that name, you know what I automatically think of?
What?
The play with George Kittle.
With George Kittle,
against New Orleans. I mean, that's one of the like all-time signature plays for Kittle's career.
Well, I think of him, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, talking smack with Deebo Samuel, and then just snatching his soul a couple years ago in Philly. All of that. But that's something you don't want happening. I think the poster child for what could go wrong in training camp and preseason, all that, is Teddy Bridgewater, man. Like, that was probably the guy that it was kind of a freak injury when it happened. Michael Vick, like,
breaking his leg.
You see these things happen, and it could put such a damper on a season that has yet to start. J.J. McCarthy last year's first preseason game, I think it was against the Raiders, tore his meniscus. He was done. Yeah. Sam Darnold. Yeah. Here you go. But even saying that, who had Sam Darnold, the Vikings, doing what they did last year?
No one.
We were laughing. It was week 2 matchup, Joe. We were laughing about it.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm not.
Yeah, you're not laughing anymore.
And that's why
right
I don't
now.
Laugh at Darnold anymore.
Not in week 1. You learned your lesson?
Then I rewatched it, and I'm like, damn, he was really good in that game.
The scrambling late.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, he was unbelievable.
And that's another aspect that's killed the Niners in the past when it comes to
mobile
the defense.
Mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah, and just containment. Whether it's Patrick Mahomes, even when he's not even that mobile, but he's just mobile enough to, you know, just zigzag his way out of the end zone. And then, of course, he does that fake juke, so he gets the extra 15-yard penalty. On top of that, we're not asking about Lamar Jackson out here, but guys that can be just mobile enough. And that's an element Brock Purdy, I think, improved a lot last year, but even then, probably ran a little bit too much for my liking, because that was a product of the lack of trust in the offensive line. And who he's throwing to, Joe? The trust element with his offense is going to be massive.
We're going to get a look at all these young receivers that they've got, and Russell Gage, it sounds like, has really made a name for himself. And, you know, Robinson, who most people aren't high on outside of the camp, but the people in camp,
he's a veteran.
They're telling me he looks good. So, you know, he has these weird infatuations with veterans, whether it's Chris Connolly, whether it's
Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah, he goes around and he does his thing, Shanahan, when it comes to those guys. He's very particular about wide receiver spot. So I want to see a lot of these young wide receivers, because you get a good look at them. I kind of knew right away, like, Danny Gray's weak.
Are we going to see his father, Mike Shanahan, there when we go out there?
Oh, they're 100%. They're playing the Broncos.
Of course. Well, John Elway, is he going to be there? The Hall of Famer there is Terrell Davis.
I would assume.
Right?
I would assume McCat. Well, I don't know. Oh, McCaffrey's
Ed McCaffrey.
Dad,
yeah, there you go.
He's got ties to both areas.
Ed McCaffrey with a great drop from Steiny and Goo, and Steiny just wants to talk basketball, don't you? Steiny and E-Dog Evan Giddings are going to be coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Is that what he said?
It was during Super Bowl week a couple of years ago, and you're talking basketball in Pennsylvania. Of course, only Steiny could do that. Do we got Fast Five? Is it time for that?
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. The matchup you are looking for the most today, Joe, is what? Between the Broncos and Niners, as we're coming to you live from Laughing Among Brewing here in Sunnyvale. Spadoni and Chasky, it's been a great time. Come on out. 10 to 2. You got Steiny and E-Dog. Come down. Get some grub. Get some brews. It's going to be gorgeous out today. It's already, the sun is shining. Got the pine.
Beautiful.
Got a nice pond back here. The ducks. It's been awesome.
Matchup I'm looking most forward to, you said?
Yes.
Offensive line, defensive line. Offensive line for the Broncos versus the defensive line of the 49ers. Mm. C.J. West.
McGlinchey there,
Collins,
right?
Yes. And Michael Williams with Nick Bosa. And then seeing Bryce Huff get rotated in there. I want to see this young, untested defensive line against an offensive line that's going to be ready to play.
Do we got Sam Lovman and or Carter in the back?
I have a special shout out for my final thought.
Please.
Happy birthday to my mom, Jamie. It's her birthday today. Going out for pizza tonight at Pinkies in Walnut Creek, and I probably shouldn't have put that out there. But happy birthday to you, Mom. I love you so much. Thanks for being the best mom in the world.
Happy birthday, Sam's mom.
Same birthday as my nephew, Blake Spadoni. Happy birthday. And Mike Trout turning 34 today.
Oh.
One of the greatest of all time.
Only 34.
Mike Trout. There you go. Only 34. 34 years young. We felt like we were robbed a little bit of Mike Trout the last couple of years.
Well, hence why you should let the career play out a little bit.
Well, Gabe Kapler, who played 10-plus years, won a World Series, told me he's the greatest player.
If I want recommendations on a...
I mean, clearly...
Authentic burger and a brandy,
I mean, you know more than Gabe Kapler when it comes to Major League Baseball, so...
I have a little more perspective than
him. Clearly you do. You're a guy that managed, coached, and won a division. Yeah, no, totally. I'm just ribbing you a little bit. It's all right.
Playing 10 years in the bigs does not equate to a 15 to 25 year career that if you're going to have an argument as one of the greatest of all time, part of it is Stan Musial, Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron. They did it for 20 years.
Fine, we'll just say era. Best of his era.
Okay, that's a totally different conversation.
Okay, well, let's just do eras then. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it might be.
Okay, there you go. That's all we need to say.
Yeah.
Cartier in the back?
Like, I was never ready to concede that he was better than Ken Griffey Jr. You have to let it play out.
Well, we'll let it play out. He's 34. Happy birthday, Mike Trout, to Jamie and to Blake Spadoni. Carter, is it your birthday, too?
I wish, Spadoni, but my final thought of the day is I'd really like a full report from you two tomorrow on what your thoughts on the linebacker situation is tomorrow. I'd like to know, Nick Martin, your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been very, very quiet on the Western Front surrounding him and D Winters. So just be prepared to give me a full report tomorrow.
God, book reports again, summer reading, it's all of that. I hate reports.
Will D. Winters melt in the Santa Clara sun?
Wow,
not like
look
Spadoni.
At you. Not like me, that's right.
No,
I don't melt.
No,
I don't.
No.
I'm not a big sweater usually, but maybe I'll be sweating today. Sweating bullets, Shasky. I'm looking forward to most today. Ricky Pearsall. How's he going to look against that secondary at Mile High, the no-fly zone?
Yeah.
I don't think it's called that right now. But Pat Surtain is the reigning DPOY. Not going to say he's going to be lined up against him all the time. There's going to get some looks. And is Brock Purdy going to get baited? How's Brock going to look? It's the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. We're not talking a lot about Brock Purdy. How's he going to look against Denver? I'm very curious because week one, it's against Seattle. It's Mike McDonald. What do they specialize in? Defense. Devin Witherspoon. They got all those dogs out there. I'm very curious to see how Brock Purdy and that Pearsall connection look as well.
Shout out to Laughing Monk for having
it's been
us here.
Awesome. This,
they're the best.
Look at this.
And
dude.
Thank you guys for showing up. I know it's not a full crowd today. You know, it's random. It was last minute.
Thursday.
It's great to see everybody.
But we're going to be here with every away game.
Mm-hmm.
Is that every
E-Dog?
E-Dog and Lorenzo Neal are going to be
home
here.
Home game.
Home games? Away games?
Matt, every home game or every
home game?
Every home game. Okay, so come on and hang out with E-Dog.
I'd come for every away game as well.
We'll just hang out with, and look at the guns of Evan Giddings. Are you kidding me?
Thank you to TJ, Tim Jordan, the second best engineer on the planet.
He had one of the greatest speeches as we said goodbye to one of our longtime radio engineers, the admiral of the engineering room, one might say, the captain. I thought you were on radio when you were giving that speech yesterday, Tim.
Chuck Bullitt.
It was incredible. Chuck Bullitt. You got a cake, by the way. Did you get a slice of that?
No, I left.
It was actually really good. I think it was Safeway cake for Safeway cake. It was like a 10 out of 10. It was like a nice jelly in the middle.
You were getting your Loveman on?
I was. I'm usually not a cake guy. I have pie for my birthday generally, but I had cake yesterday. It was very good. I had like 2.5 sandwiches. I was starving.
There's a cream pie joke in here somewhere.
Relax. Smelling salt joke. Are we going to take a smelling salt before we go out there?
Ooh, we are efforting getting smelling salts.
We are efforting to get that.
Monte, it's great for reducing sunburn.
There you go.
Monte likes to eat the grass, so maybe you can go out there and eat the grass.
That's a Les Miles thing and Novak Djokovic. I don't think I'm going to do that, but that's going to be it for us today.
Right, we got to hustle.
We got to get up out of here. We're going to go to practice. We got Steiny and Evan Giddings coming up next, and that was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk here in Sunnyvale. Steiny and Goo next on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I'm fired up. I love your point about Lenoir. I call him Lenoir.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.